Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
America is under attack. According to Republicans, radical Marxists are trying to poison the minds of our children with a subversive foreign ideology, critical race theory. That's basically the notion that racism isn't just individual prejudice, it's baked into our legal and economic systems. The theory got a boost a couple of years ago with the 1619 Project, a long Pulitzer-winning New York Times report on the origins of American slavery and its enduring legacy. In response, a dozen GOP-run states have moved to ban the 1619 Project from being taught in public schools, along with any aspect of critical race theory. Some states have imposed so-called patriotic curriculums instead. Texas will distribute a pamphlet about that state's spotless history on race to all driver's license applicants. Take that, commies! How did we get here? Critical race theory is actually an offshoot of critical theory. That's a school of literary criticism that arose in Europe in the late 1940s among, yes, Marxist scholars. It still flourishes in U.S. college English departments. Basically, critical theory holds that a literary work should be seen as the product of not just a writer's imagination, but also the power dynamics prevailing in society. That approach spread to the study of law, then, in recent years, race. Scholars, some of them not Marxist, wondered why the legal reforms of the civil rights era had not done more to improve the lives of Black Americans. That question remains. In encounters with police, Blacks are far more likely to die than whites. Black family wealth is one-tenth that of whites, and so on. Critics blame CRT. They claim the theory is racist in itself, encouraging hatred toward whites and America. Supporters say it's just a framework for discussion and that we really should discuss slavery, Jim Crow, civil rights, and racism. Besides, CRT isn't actually taught in K-12 schools. So why the fuss? I think the right has realized that defending white supremacy has become socially unacceptable today, so it's trying to turn the tables, pull a power play. It's accusing anti-racists on the left of being racist. Ironically, that's a good example of how actions reflect not just individual beliefs, but also a society's prevailing power dynamics. So the right seems, tacitly, to support critical theory. That could be interesting, students. Discuss. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.